With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hamrich. Yesterday, I reported on the upcoming webinar about adding value to California cotton. But there's an underlying idea there that stretches beyond just cotton and even beyond California. It's this idea that some customers are willing to pay more money for farmers who are willing to try new conservation practices. Here's UC Cooperative Extension cropping specialist, Dr. Jeff Mitchell.
These kinds of connected, market-driven, you know, outcome-based arrangements are being looked at a number of places, truly probably around the country for sure, and probably around the world as well. So how do you bring farmers together with buyers in a way that recognizes the sustainable or the regenerative or conservation practices that farmers are implementing and the costs that are associated with them, and rewarding them for those initiatives that they're taking?
The natural question that arises here is, who pays? Ultimately, Dr. Mitchell says, probably some sort of marketplace.
But what are the best mechanisms to pull that off? Is it a slightly higher price per pound in the example of cotton? Is it incentives up front to enable farmers to do even more? Those are the kinds of, how do we get this done, nitty-gritty details that we hope to start talking about.
This has been your California Ag Today report. I'm Tim Hamrich.